Joe Fisher joins us now. Vanderbilt baseball on the road down in Birmingham. They play LSU this afternoon in the SEC tournament. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing good. A couple Commodores, I guess four to be exact, part of the all-conference selections for the SEC.
Yeah, Brian Harris is really, I think, the biggest story. Getting an all-conference selection at shortstop. Brian was a walk-on when he came to Vanderbilt, and a lot of folks never knew whether he'd ever see the field or not. And then last year, evolving into a situation where he had to play because of the injury to Pedro Alvarez and played very well at third base until Pedro got back. I think he picked up a lot of confidence during that time and then steps in and takes over at shortstop this year, has been a veteran leader on this team, has been very consistent, has shown surprising power, and it's kind of special when you see him, you know, get that recognition. Of course, guys like Aaron Westlake and Riley Reynolds certainly deserving of their recognition as to the all-freshman team, and Stephen Little as well for his very steady play in the outfield. So I think all those guys certainly deserving of their honors.
Give us best you can a quick preview of the pitching matchup for today.
Well, LSU is going to throw their basically third starter. They're going to pitch Austin Ross, who is 5-6. He's a right-hander. You know, they have two all-conference selections who are pitchers in Lewis Coleman and Anthony Renato. But I think their head coach is kind of taking the tack that he wants to try to keep those guys on as much of a regular routine as possible and not pitch them on what would be short rest. And so they're going to wait until the next day before he pitches one of those. But this guy's been very successful. He's been pitcher of the week twice this season in the Southeastern Conference. So Vanderbilt will have their hands full with him, and then certainly they'll have their hands full with a team that bats 316. They've got 87 home runs as a team, and their team pitching ERA is just above 4. So, you know, they are a very, very solid team, as you would expect one as highly nationally
and recognized. And LSU has very good top-of-the-order speed, too.
Yep, they sure do. They will press you. They've stolen 98 bases this season. Jared Mitchell's stolen 29. Ryan Schimpf has stolen 17. That's something that the Commodores are going to have to pay attention to, and that's why I believe, one reason at least, I think you're going to see Mike Minor on the mound today and not Sonny Gray. I believe he's going to start Mike. LSU has more left-handed power, and the way they run, as much as they run, Mikey out there would be a little more difficult for them to get a jump on.
Joe, one thing that we haven't really talked about was Kevin Stallings being chosen for an NCAA Ethics Coalition, and I guess we've gotten news of that late last week or over the weekend. Explain what that means for him.
Well, it's interesting because I had Kevin, as you guys know, Kevin is a big baseball fan and will occasionally sit in on a broadcast with me. And he sat in with me on Friday, and we talked quite a bit about that. And really, this is something that came up. It was, I think, the brainchild of John Beilein, the Michigan coach. And he wanted to get and he had a certain list of coaches that he wanted to invite to take part in this. Kevin was on that list. And really, it's something that the phrase that Kevin used was, they want coaches to take their sport back, take their jobs back, and that it's something that talks about the dealing with ethics, doing things the right way, that you don't have to do things the wrong way to succeed. They want to mentor younger coaches. So there's a group of, I think, 10 current head coaches, a couple of assistants, and former head coach Dave Odom, who's on this panel as well. And they've already met once. They'll meet again on a relatively regular basis. But Kevin seemed to be very excited about it. And he said, the hard thing is you don't want to put out on your sleeve that you're talking about having integrity because you just do it.
Well, Joe, don't they also want to make some sense out of the rule book? And I don't want to say dumb it down, but make it a little a little less ambiguous for a lot of the coaches.
Oh, I think so. I think that's a big part of it, too, trying to simplify everything. And again, a lot of them want to take these younger coaches just coming in and just getting their feet wet and growing up in the sport and in the world, kind of take some of them under their wing on how to do things the right way. And as you said, how to understand the rules and work within the rules. And I think it's a great thing. It's going to be really interesting to see how big this coalition gets, you know, who all gets involved in it. But Kevin's very excited about it.
Well, Joe, be sure to keep track of all your meal money there in Birmingham, okay?
Absolutely. I have all my receipts.
Okay. See you later. Good luck today.
Okay, guys. Thanks.